Hi, this is Christy the Wordsmith. In grammar school, we learned about prefixes, many of which are Greek or Latin. We studied the pre, that means before, the anti, meaning against, and the un, meaning not, and many others. There is one prefix our earnest English teachers never taught us, a prefix that lacks the classic heritage of its peers, one born in the lively crib of American slang. What is it? Ker, K-E-R. It heads up such rowdy terms as kersplash, kerwallop, kerslam, and kerplunk, all of which can be found in American publications in the 19th century. This, for example, from 1843, kerslosh he went into a tub of water. From 1875, I fell kerslap over a rail that lay in the grass. In 1884, Mark Twain imitated a slamming door, kerblam. And in 1942, Zora Neale Hurston one-upped Mark Twain with her exuberant kerblammer-lammer-lam. Coined in early 19th century America, the prefix ker seems to be a sonic signal that physical drama is imminent. It almost always precedes a word imitating the sound of a falling or slamming object. While Kerr's source hasn't been positively identified, one idea has it influenced by a Scots dialectal prefix car or ker, as seen in kerfuffle, to throw into disorder. I'm Christy the Wordsmith.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.